And then you'll hear silence afterwards.
Have you ever been to a party with a bunch of people who know each other so well, they've practically invented their own language, and you can't quite keep up?
Right now we're going over the bowline, which we use a double interlocking bowline when we attach our litter to our systems.
What is that?
That's because I'm at a party with the volunteers of Sitka Mountain Rescue. And not just any party. A knot-tying party.
It's kind of fun to do this in an informal setting where it's dry and warm and you're not battling the weather at the same time.
Tonight, we're in a volunteer's living room. It's toasty warm, and a group of men and women are learning how to tie knots for rope systems, the fail-safe when they have to rescue someone. They're developing the muscle memory necessary to hoist from places like Mount Verstovia or Bear Mountain, but first, they'll have to master the deck. They do rope drills, ascending and then lowering themselves off the house's deck into the front yard. But the next time they're building rope systems, conditions could be more hazardous.
It brings together people who love steep places, love remote places, people who like ropes, people who feel happier when they're hanging off the side of a cliff.
Eric Mathis is the technical team leader for Sitka Mountain Rescue. He says there are some professional rescue groups around the country, but most work is done by volunteers.
Most places are kind of like Sitka, small mountain towns. People who enjoy getting out, people who have some expertise in that area. And so if somebody is lost or stuck in a steep place here, who are the best people to go get them? People who live here and know this terrain.
Begun in the early 1960s, Sitka Mountain Rescue is a part of the Mountain Rescue Association, an international group that brings together mountain rescue teams from around the world. Groups are retested and accredited every 5 years. Last year, the Sitka group went through the accreditation process.
We were tested on search, can we find people, can we manage a search, avalanche, a couple other scenarios, and we didn't pass everything.
So this spring, Mathis says they'll be retested on the skills they didn't pass.
One of our strengths is our technical systems. We know how to build rope systems. We don't drop people. Everybody is safe. One of our weak areas is the critical point where we make first contact with people.
Mathis says that one might think rescuing someone over the edge of a cliff is the pinnacle of difficulty for a rescue team, but vertical rescues can be surprisingly less complicated.
The whole danger for cliffs is in the transition over the edge of a cliff. Once you're on the side of a cliff, things are pretty straightforward because all the weight is on the ropes.
But a rescue in a steep place where you can approach on foot? Mathis says that's where it gets a bit more challenging.
When people are stuck in steep places, they have adrenaline, they have a survival instinct, and people can hold on a lot longer than they think they might be able to. But when help arrives, their body starts to let down. And so it's really important to know how to handle that situation, both psychologically and physically.
So they began to run drills a little differently, focusing on how to reduce risk when approaching someone who needs help. And to practice that technique, they have to get close to the real thing.
Hello, sir. My name's Ron. I'm a search and rescue.
I'm gonna
just kind of block you here so then that way you can't slide as we prepare to
prepare
to get you out of here.
Yeah. I want a guy with better breath.
Go ahead.
We're off trail on the side of Harbor Mountain, drilling a scenario on a steep slope. Each team member practices securing someone against the side of the incline. They're serious and intentional, but that doesn't mean there isn't a little joking around.
I want a new guy. Lee, you're in. Get the hell off of me.
Mathis says you have to find balance when doing this kind of work.
You have to enjoy this work to do it well. And so you have to find time to laugh together, time to share the stories of our lives together, and times to be really quiet and focused. And do what needs to be done.
The Sitka Mountain Rescue Team will go through the reaccreditation process this April. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.